Chapter 9, Solving the Unsolvable. The journey is now complete. We have traveled from the dream of a field at the dawn of time to the paradox of a single electron in a laboratory. We have seen the same pattern, the inverse law, play out at every scale. In the previous chapter, we translated this pattern into a set of precise mathematical axioms, the Information Credit Framework, ICF, with its fundamental limit, ID less than or equal to IC, and its law of conservation, the zero-sum flux. We are no longer just telling stories. We are armed with a new physical principle. The time has come to confront the dragons, to approach the great unsolved Millennium Prize problems of modern physics and see if our framework can offer a new path to understanding. We will see that these seemingly disconnected problems, the chaos of fluids, the mass of the strong force, and the very nature of space-time, can all be understood as different consequences of the same fundamental limit on information. Navier-Stokes regularity, why the river never breaks. In Chapter 6, we experience the breathtaking complexity of a turbulent fluid. The Navier-Stokes equations, which so perfectly describe this flow, harbor a dark mathematical secret, the possibility of a singularity. Can the equations produce a point of infinite energy in a finite time? In our narrative, the fluid parcel asked if the unbreakable oath of its existence could be shattered. The Information Credit Framework gives a definitive answer, no. A singularity in a fluid would manifest as a point of infinite vorticity, an infinitely fast, infinitely small vortex. Vorticity, with its intricate, ordered structure, is a perfect example of information debt, ID. An infinite vortex would therefore represent an infinite information debt. Our first axiom, ID less than or equal to IC, forbids this. The universe has a strict credit limit on how much ordered complexity can be packed into a single point. This limit acts as a natural, physical regularizer for the fluid's behavior. The river never breaks because the universe's fundamental accounting rules won't allow it to. The equations must be smooth and regular because the information they describe is always and everywhere finite. Young-Mills mass gap. Why mass is the price of freedom? In Chapter 4, we witnessed the birth of the proton in the Hadron Epoch, a castle of tamed chaos. The theory that describes this, quantum chromodynamics, a Young-Mills gauge theory, works perfectly but leaves a core question unanswered: why must the strong force be confined, and why must the lightest particle that emerges from this confinement have a non-zero mass, the mass gap? The ICF provides the mechanism. The unconfined, chaotic energy of the gluon field would represent a vast and disordered, yet still structured, information debt. The axiom ID less than or equal to IC acts as the ultimate constraint, forbidding the information of the color field from spreading out infinitely. This is confinement. The universe must then find a way to manage this now contained energy. It does so by forcing it into the most stable, low-energy configuration possible, a bound state, like a proton or a neutron. All the chaotic energy of the quarks and gluons rattling within that prison is now neatly packaged. And according to Einstein's E equals mc squared, this contained, ordered energy has a new name, a mass. The mass gap is not an arbitrary feature, it is the necessary consequence of the universe's information limit. Mass is the price the universe pays for taming the infinite chaos of the strong force. The lightest possible castle of tamed chaos must have a minimum energy, and therefore a minimum mass. The nature of space-time, the dreamer's resolution. Finally, we come to the most profound application of our framework, connecting back to the speculative dream of Chapter 1. The ICF is not just an abstract rule, it must have a physical source. We have proposed that this source is a new, fundamental beta field, whose properties define the very fabric of reality. This is where the framework offers a solution to the deepest singularity of all, the one at the heart of a black hole, where general relativity predicts a point of infinite density and curvature. According to our theory, the geometry of spacetime itself is an emergent property of this underlying beta field. The field's own nature imposes a finite texture or resolution on the reality it dreams. The universe, at its most fundamental level, is granular, not smooth. A black hole singularity is therefore physically impossible for the same reason a digital image cannot contain an infinitely sharp point. The fabric of reality has a pixel size, defined by the beta field and quantified by the Planck length. The information credit of the universe is a built-in feature of its geometric structure. From the chaos of a river to the heart of a proton and the depths of a black hole, the information credit framework provides a single, unified explanation. The universe does not break because it is governed by an unbreakable law of conservation, not just of energy, but of information itself.